November 2021.
Five-piece band.
Like this banjo guy.
It's much as make-believe band from Showbiz Pizza. How are y'all doing?
Doing great now.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I thought today, Woo! Let's just do one segment of Feud right off the top to start off the day. Then we'll get some other stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to change the way I did this, though. This today, we're going to have a little point system. All right? So you won't know how much each category is until we spin the wheel.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to need to change the clock.
Yeah, Sajak might be a little upset, but he's going to have to suck it.
Hold on a second. When's the last time you guys saw Pat Sajak?
Sajak?
How are you saying that?
Sajak.
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 I thought it was Sajak.
You're saying Sajak?
No.
Jack with a J.
Sajak.
Sajak.
That's what I said.
You're saying Sajak.
Sajak.
It's not like a shack.
When's the last time you saw him?
The other day.
That was on before Big Brother, so it's been maybe a month or two.
He's got frosted tips.
Does he really?
I mean, he looks like he's in a boy. Now, he dresses like an old man that works in the suit department at Dillard's, but his hair is very much like a boy band guy. It's frosted tips, and Vanna looks the same.
She got frosted nips.
She's got frosted nips, and he's got frosted tips.
Leave Vanna alone.
No. Well, I think she's doing great work.
She is.
Amazing.
They still don't have her mic'd up.
Yeah, they don't.
Is that not the best job ever?
He wouldn't allow
just
it.
Go touch a screen.
She's like, loaded, too.
Yeah.
He was like, awesome. I will not have her mic'd up. All right. So today...
So y'all are saying Sajak.
Sajak.
I don't think the J is that pronounced.
It's S-A-J-A-K. Sajak.
I know it's spelled, but I think it's Sajak.
He's saying the J is silent. Yeah, Sajak.
No, Sajak.
Sajak.
It's more
you're
of like
a CH in there.
Yes, I am. I think it's like Slavic.
I like how you're calling him something he's never been called.
Pat Sajak.
That's incredibly creative.
Yeah, that's serious.
Pat Sajak.
Sajak.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Pat Sajak.
Told you guys it's Pat Sajak.
Definitely not it.
Sadsack.
That chick knows. That's actually Vanna White's voice.
Usually that's right. So
it's incredible.
Pat Sajak.
It's a name
Sajak?
That's been said maybe more than any other name in U.S. history, and you're changing it today.
It's Pat Sajak.
Sajak.
It's Pat Sajak.
Sajak. Oh, great band name.
You never want to have a Sajak.
Great band name.
Sajak.
Pat Sajak.
Okay, whatever.
I'm going to call him Sajak now.
Sajak Sajak.
Top five answers are on the board.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This one will be for 15 points.
15 points?
For 15 points.
What?
I don't know. That's what the wheel said.
I'm already complaining.
What game is this?
The wheel said it.
Before we start playing, though, I need to know your load-in answers.
Yep.
I mean, your buzz-in answers. Ben, what's your buzz-in answer? Command.
I'm going to go with Huge Al.
That's good.
Huge Al.
I'll go with Stuffed for Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
That's what I thought.
I too will go with Stuffed.
No.
Give me Sajak.
Sajak. Sajak.
Sajak.
Pat Sajak.
Sajak.
It's like he's a hockey player that we've never heard of.
Yeah. Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak wins the face-off. Top five answers are on the board. For 15 points.
I don't understand the scoring.
Name the best balloon character in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Huge Sajak.
Ben, Huge Al.
I'm going to go with
you have to have
Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, sorry. There it is, number one answer right there, Ben.
Wow, dude.
Charlie Brown or Snoopy would have been we would have accepted.
Wait, right what? There. They're different characters.
They are different.
Yeah, but they're always together.
No, they're not.
They're known for being together.
Snoopy, Snoopy and Woodstock are always together. Charlie Brown's always trying to get with Peppermint Patty.
He got the number one answer.
Does it say peanuts on there?
Would you like to pass or play? Now, when you pass, you can pass it to two people. You can pass it to one and make the other sit out. You got a lot of options you can go with there.
Okay, and I am going to play.
He's going to play.
Good answer.
He's going to play. Skin and Christina, you can steal if he runs out of X's. All right?
Okay.
Trying to think.
Ben.
I'm out of answers.
Let's play the field. Name the best balloon character in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You know, I now realize I don't know any others.
Yeah.
I don't know a single one.
That was amazing.
But the reason I picked it was because I thought I'd take a few off the board and then they wouldn't be able to have one. Then I'd win.
Yeah.
You still
But I may
win.
Be able to play that strategy.
You're fine.
No, you're good.
Okay. I'm going to say Bart Simpson.
That's good.
That was a good guess. Bart, you typically see Bart.
Okay, since the way you handled Snoopy and Charlie Brown, does that take Homer, Marge, Lisa?
I wouldn't go down that road, but you do what you want. Ben?
All right, I'm going to go with, make sure I pronounce his name correctly.
Say Jack.
Say Jack. I'm going to go with Al Roker.
That's pretty good.
That's strike two.
Just as a tribute to his old fatter self.
He will be there.
Are you going to get some poon pie on Thursday, Ben?
Oh, my God. Probably not.
Sweet really? Potato poon? Some soda poon pie?
We've been together almost 30 years.
God,
it's more of an inconvenience.
You sound like you're dying. I really do.
I'm going to die laughing.
Oh,
two strikes.
Maybe a high five.
Christina and Skin, go ahead and get your strategy together over there.
Quit telling them what to do.
Top five answers are on the board except for number one, Ben. Name the best balloon character in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Cinderella.
What? Hey, you should lose points. You seriously need to go to your room.
Dang it!
Go right, say check on the board 100 times.
Christina and Skin, you can get 2 through 5. If you get one of those, you will get the 15 points.
We can talk through this, right?
Yes.
But
I have 3 options.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Ben will get the 15 if y'all cannot get one of them that are on the board here.
How'd you say that?
Get one of them that are on the board here.
Okay, I thought about that girl that relieves that horse that Ben was talking about the other day.
No, we don't need her brought up ever again.
Okay.
I've got SpongeBob. That was just the first one.
Yeah.
There's always a turkey. Is it Turkey Tom? A blow-up turkey?
I'm not an expert on that, but I believe you.
Or Spider-Man.
Okay, those are all good. I'm going to let you decide. I would like to throw out there Homer.
Yeah, because he did make a weird...
Yeah. Scooby and Garfield.
Oh, Scooby. Oh, Garfield. Okay.
Garfield the cat.
This sucks.
Oh, and also Mr. Ed.
With... Say Jack. Pat. Say Jack.
Who's saying that? That's creepy.
Say Jack.
Who is that?
That's him.
Is it really?
him saying his own name. How to pronounce it.
He's got a whole YouTube channel of him pronouncing his name.
Okay.
You decide.
I think.
Ben took Cinderella off the board.
No.
What about about the Little Mermaid? What about the Lion King?
Stop it.
Ooh, yeah.
I know. Woody and Buzz.
Yeah, those are good ones. Okay.
No, but you decide.
Why
do I have to decide?
Because I don't want the pressure of getting it right or wrong.
Well, Homer was a great one, too, and so was Scooby.
Which one are you choosing?
I think they all should be up there.
Is there a time limit?
Oh, yeah, turn that up.
We're getting there.
That's the sound of friction in my pants.
Do Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear? Final answer?
We're going to say Buzz Lightyear and Woody together.
Okay, to one of the Toy Story people. Ben gets the points! 15 to Ben!
Please tell me what was on.
Woo!
Hey, he just walked off?
Hey, golly.
What a douche.
What else was on?
Number two. Turkey.
Turkey Tom?
Turkey Tom. Number three. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Number four. The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Number five. Pokemon.
Pokemon.
What? Yeah, that's dumb.
These days.
Maybe Pikachu.
These days.
These days.
You just said these days
you
and
know
walked
what?
Off.
They did have Charmander and Squirtle.
Thank you.
Squirtle?
Squirtle?
That
sexual
is...
turtle?
No.
Hey, you showed me that video
he
of Squirtle.
He does turn into Blastoise, so yeah.
Squirtle and Blastoise? That's hot.
Sounds redundant.
Man, that one turtle will take its shell off and go bear shell. Listen Squirtle. To Squirtle. Oh, wait, that's Blastoff.
Blastoise. Now I'm confused.
Oh, that's Smash Mouth.
All right. 15 points for Ben.
Good job,
Ben. Oops, wrong one.
Oh, not a good start.
I want to be the banjo guy.
I know.
Is this for 12? Stupid scoring system.
This one's for 5 points.
Oh, what? Boo. Stupid wheel.
I'm getting booed already. I love it. All right. Top six answers are on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Top six answers are on the board. Your buzzwords are... I'm sorry, Ben, what was yours?
Huge owl.
Huge owl.
Stuffed.
Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Yeah.
Squirtle, say check.
Name the best Christmas movie.
Squirtle, say check.
Skin.
Interesting you should ask, Kevin.
Stalling.
I'm going to say it's that one where the angel dies. What's that called?
Hmm.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Number two answer on the board right there. Number two, Ben and Christina, you'd have a chance.
Huge owl.
Ben.
A Christmas Story.
Interesting.
That's number one.
Number three answer.
Really?
Christina, you get a chance to top.
What? Home Alone.
Number four answer.
Oh.
Skin, you have control of the board, and they did some work for you here for 5 points. There's the 1, 5, and 6 are left on the board.
Interesting you should say that, Kevin. Since 1, 5, and 6 are on the board,
mm-hmm.
I, at this time, will pass to both of them.
Passing to both of them. Doesn't really work. Yeah, pass it to one of them. Sorry.
I will now pass to Ben.
It's passing to Ben.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Ben.
Does that mean me and Christina split the points if Ben doesn't get it right?
We each get 2.5.
No, you'll each get the full five. We'll do it that way. It's easier that
all right.
way.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, 1, 5, and 6 are left on the board. Name the best Christmas movie.
Elf.
Okay. That's the number one answer right
wow.
there.
Wow.
Number one answer on the board, Elf.
I would yes. not have thought of that movie.
All right.
Huh. 5 and 6 are left on the board. Name the best Christmas movie.
Scrooged.
Strike one.
Christmas Vacation.
There it is, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Damn.
Number six, the number five Christmas movies, which you're looking for, man, for the 5 points.
Die Hard.
Two strikes, Christina and Skin, you can steal.
So what you're saying is that I have one more guess.
Don't go into my playbook.
It's a full count.
What?
I will now select a Christmas movie. that is revered throughout the land
mm-hmm.
as being the this is
oh
you don't have
the Polar Express
doesn't get it. Christina and Skin, you can steal. What was the number five answer on the board? Name a Christmas movie.
Do you think it's The Grinch that stole Christmas?
I absolutely think it's The Grinch. I had
or do you
down.
Think it's a Charlie Brown Christmas movie?
It depends on the age of these people.
Who are they?
Yeah. Or what's the age of the people surveyed?
I don't think it's Tim Allen's A Santa Claus. And I don't think it's Bad Santa, even though that's the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
I think...
Bad Santa's not a bad guess.
Think Grinch.
Do it.
The Grinch.
Oh! No! Misfire! Misfire!
Oh, you dude! Yes! Yes! Exactly like the real host of The Feud. He does that all the time.
Steve Harvey does that.
What was it then?
He's got multiple
songs. How many times are you playing this?
He's got multiple songs.
What is
completely melting down.
What's happening?
Oh, it's incredible.
You're fired.
The song is playing from two places.
Breaking. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
5 points to Ben. The number five answer was...
You say Charlie Brown, I swear.
What? Bad Santa.
Oh, my
Bad
God!
Bad Santa was number five right there.
Wow.
Five more points.
I'm not guessing anymore, just FYI.
Yeah, you're really dragging down my team.
Yep.
20 for Ben, 0 for Christina, and 0 for Skin. But we've just begun. Well, we've one left.
Nope. Okay.
Your sticky keyboard. Man, you're,
weird thing to say.
Why is your keyboard sticky?
I don't know, man.
Say check.
Okay, let's get another one in for me.
Seven.
Hot in here.
It is.
That's the most generic Fort Worth shirt I've ever seen.
10 points. We got a 10-pointer.
All right. Okay, yeah. I would like to add extra points and make it a rubber match.
No.
I don't.
A Nolan Ryan rubber match.
No.
Oh, yes.
10 points.
Have you guys tried those Nolan Ryan brand rubbers yet?
No, they are tough.
Top nine answers are on the board.
And never break.
For 10 points.
Infused with Advil.
He tests them out by putting his sausage in there.
Hey, get off my joke.
Got an Advil spermicide.
Can you imagine him talking about it?
I'm Nolan Ryan. You don't get an Advil spermicide on your hands. Ruth.
Where am I, rubber? There's no one doing one of those commercials again.
It's a pitching rubber.
10 points on the line. Ben leads 20 to nothing.
Put on my rubber and build the Astros.
Top nine. Top nine answers are on the board.
Nine? And you only get 10 points?
Name.
This should be a double.
It's not. Name.
Makes sense.
A flavor of pie.
Squirtle.
Skin.
Sweet potato poon.
Okay. Technically, yes. Number eight.
Yes!
Number eight is sweet potato pie. Yes.
I'd like to pass.
Okay. Ben or Christina, you can try
Christina,
to.
You can go first.
You didn't
first
get number one, so you have to pass.
I make the rules.
Okay. Pecan pie.
That's on there.
Number three, Christina. Ben, can you top it?
Apple.
There it is. Number two right there for Ben. Apple pie. Ben, you have control
of
the board.
Which ones are off the board now?
Two, three, and eight.
Two, three, and eight.
And there's so many more.
There's so much pie.
Three of them are off the board?
Three of them are off the board.
Sweet potato poon was on there?
Sweet potato.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Yeah.
It's a double. Like, you can put the poon in there or not, but the sweet potato remains.
Pass or play.
Which one did Christina say?
Pecan.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. I'm going to play.
Wow.
He's going to play.
He's going to play, guys.
All right, Ben. Name a flavor of pie.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
That's hot.
That's correct. That's number four.
These sound effects suck.
I'm having a rough time.
Oh, my God.
The computer's on Thanksgiving.
It's just terrible.
Break already.
What's happening?
Blueberry.
Oh.
No.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Is it really that bad? It's not working?
Yeah, it's just slow.
So, wait.
I've got a fix.
Ben, you've got an X.
Yeah.
That's strike one, yeah.
Blueberry make 5. Make the sound.
There it is. I'm confused by this change.
Of sound effects?
Okay.
You know what?
What?
What do you mean you know what?
What do you mean?
I mean look,
is it blueberry on there?
Let's come to a hedge and let's make it the top eight answers because I don't want
to
make a judgment on this. Blue. The answer number seven on there is berry pie. Which could be raspberry pie.
Oh, yeah. It's blueberry.
Why don't we just go ahead and give him credit?
Let's take that one off. It's now eight answers are on the board. So
no, nine are still on. He just has
Yeah, he got right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't have any seven? X's.
No X's yet. Yeah.
That was seven?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So that takes care of strawberry and blueberry. Okay. Banana cream.
What a freak.
Cream pie, number nine.
Oh, man. Oh. Wait.
Okay.
That's different than poon pie?
Well, technically, yes.
Okay.
Pumpkin.
Number one answer, pumpkin.
Told y'all.
Pumpkin. Two answers left.
Man. All right. Yeah, I'm pretty much out.
Cream pies are incredible, by the way.
Wow. Oh, dude.
Sir.
It depends on the mood, but...
Thanksgiving's usually pretty jubilant, though, so...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I will now guess...
the kids love it.
Yeah.
Well, so all cream pies are gone, huh? Okay.
Sad day.
Yeah. Okay, I will now guess peach.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, that's
really?
The last one I had.
Peach cobbler's
no,
peach not
pie. No, I've got one. No, peach don't you cobbler. Worry.
Not on the list. I had a girl.
X number one. There are two pies left, Ben.
Okay. I will.
Are you going to snatch one of those pies?
I will say now with my words.
You're in a hairy situation over there, Ben.
Lemon meringue.
Mm. Oh. Oh, number six, the lemon pie.
Never doubt the power of a fat guy in a pie contest.
I guarantee you there's a gal in the world named Meringue.
Meringue, get down here. We're ready to play Parcheesi.
Okay.
Is there one left, Kevin?
Yeah.
There's one left.
I have one X.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna guess one that I think is an X, but I gotta take this shot.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter pie.
I'm in on that, though.
I know. It sounds good.
You get it stuck
Ben
on the
two X's. Christina and Skin can gather to try to get the 10 points here if they can steal. Ben? Another full count.
All right.
No one.
I will now guess with my words.
Oh, we're up against a commercial break.
Yep.
I would say, well, I would say.
Noel.
It is chicken pot.
What?
Christina and Skin for the steal. Types of pies.
You have none?
Hey, let's stay off your phone there, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have any.
Key lime pie.
Oh!
How is it not
in there? What?
The answer is cherry pie.
Oh! I thought cherry was a berry.
I agree. I thought that was a berry.
All right,
way to go, Kevin.
All right, there it is. That's the end of the feud for today. Yeah. Coming up next and around the sports... Jason Garrett fired, and will Luka play tonight? We'll get this party started next on 97.1 The Eagle.